As Congress prepares to reauthorize its massive 6-year highway and transit spending plan, the Bush administration is hoping to include provisions that would streamline the environmental review process for transportation projects. One proposal would take away the National Park Service's authority to prevent new bridges from crossing federally protected wild and scenic rivers. NPR's David Shaper reports it's reigniting the debate over a bridge on the Minnesota-Wisconsin border.
Few places this close to a major metropolitan area can boast of the natural beauty of the St. Croix River, one of the first protected under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act of 1968. Just 15 miles east of St. Paul, tree-filled bluffs are beginning to show fall hues of brown, yellow, orange, and red on both sides of the half-mile-wide river's pristine waters. From the quaint, historic town of Stillwater, Minnesota, crossing the river into Wisconsin, is an old iron lift bridge that's almost as picturesque as the river itself. Completed in 1931, there are few bridges like it across the country. And Stillwater Mayor Jay Kimball says there's good reason for that.
The design was certainly not 2003 technology, and it wasn't all that great for 1930s either. And they quit making them because they weren't very good.
Kimball says even when the bridge isn't slowly lifting for boat traffic, its narrow deck and other design flaws contribute to traffic gridlock.
This is the main intersection here where you can see...
At this intersection, Kimball points to the three major thoroughfares converging here from the north, south, and west.
And so it's the classic slowdown at a funnel, if you will, okay, because you can only bring one lane at a time eastbound into Wisconsin.
Kimball is one of many in the region pushing for a new 4-to-6-lane bridge to cross the St. Croix and bypass Stillwater. Most of the traffic is commuters with jobs in the Twin Cities and homes in St. Croix County, the fastest-growing county in Wisconsin, as subdivisions sprout among the dairy farms and woodlands of the area's rolling hills. John Soderberg is a bank president from New Richmond and chairman of the St. Croix Alliance for the Interstate Bridge. He says residents need a new bridge to ease congestion.
It's the fellow that works every day and gets up in the morning and has to face that traffic and accessibility to work and to job, and the soccer mom.
But opponents of the bridge say it will lead to uncontrolled sprawl. They say congestion can be relieved by improving access to the 6-lane Interstate 94 bridge, just 5 miles south of Stillwater, and by implementing other traffic management tools. Looking out from a blufftop park high above the river and the old lift bridge, Matt Hollinsett of the Sierra Club says a new bridge would irreversibly damage the pristine St. Croix River environment.
You take your best painting on the wall in your house, you take a knife and draw a cut through it, right horizontally. That's what would happen to this view.
But despite years of bickering, both opponents and supporters of a new Stillwater bridge are sitting around the same table. 28 different stakeholders, from environmentalists and historic preservationists to developers and representatives of various government agencies, are participating in a mediation process. If it works, the Federal Highway Administration hopes it will be a model that can be used to resolve disputes over transportation projects across the country. But a Bush administration proposal could undermine the process by removing the National Park Service's authority over new bridges crossing wild and scenic rivers. That authority has prevented construction of a new bridge over the St. Croix River, and it has been upheld by a federal judge. The administration says its proposal would streamline the review process, which often results in years of expensive delays.
We think that's absurd. We think it's ridiculous.
The Sierra Club's Matt Hollinsett and other environmentalists say the change would gut the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, affecting more than 160 rivers across the country.
We think it's a direct contradiction of 35 years of environmental precedent, advocacy, strong values among the American people.
No one will say who requested the provision. Administration officials say they believe it came from Stillwater Bridge proponents. But no Minnesota or Wisconsin congressional representatives admit to asking for it. And even the most ardent supporters of the bridge are disavowing it. They say they don't want the proposal to taint the mediation process, which parties on both sides say is working surprisingly well thus far. David Shaper, NPR News.